There is a young pastor, a young church, hasn't been in existence maybe much longer than 5 years, not far from where I live, where the pastor is a strong advocate of this very ideological viewpoint. And that is this: he has said to me personally, he has said in public forums as well, that if someone were to break into his home, try to harm his wife or hurt his children, he would not use a gun or any other implement for that matter to ward off this attacker, to defend or protect his family. He would simply, and I'm using his terminology, he would simply trust in his Lord, and to do otherwise would be to put his confidence in an implement, i.e. a gun or some other weapon, rather than his confidence being firmly placed in the Lord God of heaven. So men, this weak, progressive, I'm going to say deceptive, perhaps as Brother Mark said earlier, even Marxist thought that is pervading our churches must be answered. If it is not answered sufficiently and accurately, then we're going to lose constitutionally our Second Amendment liberty, but we're also going to lose significantly theologically. So I want to go to each of you and get a comment from you. Brother Mark, I'm going to start with you first. What do we say, just in a short, succinct answer to those who would raise this kind of accusation that we're idolaters by either owning or using a gun? And then let me ask this, where do you believe the answers to this must come? I mean, is it the pulpits of America? Where do we answer it and how do we answer it? Mark, I'll go to you first.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, certainly one can make an idol of these things. For instance, now here's a point that we've not talked about that I just want to add quickly. For instance, if this country believes that it can continue to defy God's order, if we believe that we can continue to stick our finger in God's eye with impunity and our military will protect us and we don't need God, then of course that would be making the military an idol. But it is not idolatry to use a means that God allows for the purpose of something as virtuous an outcome as the protection and the preservation of one's life and liberty and property. It's not an either or either this or that kind of situation. In fact, using a gun can be an act of obedience to God and evidence of full trust in Him. I am deeply worried about this kind of theology and how it makes us pacifistic as a people, which makes us vulnerable to those who hate us and who will come and take our liberty.
Excellent response. Dr. Gary, as a pastor of 4 decades plus, where must we begin to address this? Is it the pulpit? Is it the pulpit plus some other location? And succinctly state how we should answer this as well.
Well, certainly, Dave, I think that we need to start at the pulpit because, you know, the pulpit is where the word of God is proclaimed. And I've often said that the pastor is the spiritual authority, not only in his church, but also in the community. And so it needs to start there. And then, of course, it goes from there to trickle down to the individual born again believers in the church and beyond. But I think what we need to encourage our people to do, Dave, is to see what the Word of God has to say about this. Now, we talk about it often on this program. Today, Mark gave a tremendous presentation. Sam and you gave some tremendous things to consider. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to challenge every one of you to get into the Word of God and see what it says. And I just leave you with these two statements. I think that behind this whole move to get rid of guns is a satanic event. A satanic action. Satan is not in favor of our freedoms. He is against our freedoms. And so we need to understand that we are not fighting flesh and blood, but spiritual principalities and powers and the wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6 talks about that. And then secondly, you know, let's look at this concept of self-defense. If one wants to take my life, I have the responsibility to protect my life as a tool of God. Because God has given me my life, God has given me my body, and He has put me as a steward over my body, and I've got the responsibility to protect it and take care of it. Don't forget those two points as we go forward with this discussion.